Frog Holler is a six-piece band that began as a trio in 1996 in Shoemakersville, PA, just west of Kutztown. The band is just back from headlining in the 2024 Anchorage Folk Festival. They released a new EP, For the Ages, in the fall and is primed for their annual visit to play Godfrey Daniels. Four of the band members are with us today to play on the blend and talk about their upcoming Godfrey Daniels show, their new EP, and their trip to the north. Welcome to the blend.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you guys in this afternoon. You played the Anchorage Folk Festival in mid-January. So how was Alaska in January?
It was fantastic. That's where when we were invited, so that's when we went. I think we lucked out weather-wise. It was, it was cold, but it was calm, and it didn't really snow while we were there. The week after, it really snowed. But weather-wise, we lucked out. It was great. Great trip.
Was that the first time that you were up there?
For me, yes.
Okay.
Some of us have been there before.
Okay. It looked like a nice festival. I was checking it out online.
It was really cool. Like, really community-oriented festival. During the day, you signed up for 15-minute slots, and you kind of prepared with your friends a three-song set, and then when you perform, it seemed like friends and family came out to see you play and in the big auditorium. And then we were kind of like the main act at night that ended each night.
And were they kind of familiar with your music from, like, hearing it online, or...?
One of the organizers of the festival is an old friend from back here in Kutztown, who's been asking us to come out there and do this for years, and finally we just got it together to go out there. We did meet, people from Pennsylvania, people from Kutztown. I think a lot of people end up there that are from somewhere else, so it was all very friendly and receptive, and we had just a great trip.
What would you like to start us out with this afternoon?
We're going to do Building It Up, Tearing It Down.
Thank you. up, tearing it down. Where the day go, come around fast, slow. Building it up, tearing it down. Building it up, tearing it down. Building it up, tearing it down. Beyond all doubt, you'll never figure it out.
Frog Holler, live on the air here at WDIY in our studios, and that's from the most recent EP, For the Ages, isn't it?
It is.
And sorry, got you caught.
Going for water.
But that's a great EP. Really enjoying it, and I gave it a spin last week. And I know when you go to, it's available on all or most of streaming services, including Bandcamp, where there are a couple of bonus tracks, and I played one of those bonus tracks last week, and I really enjoyed kind of a couple of those tunes that are the bonus tracks talk about COVID, the times of COVID. And it was really, I don't know why, but for some reason that was refreshing to hear a song actually talk about COVID.
That song, like we did before, was written April 2020, sitting out back, out of work. It was like those first 2 weeks. And when it had first kind of started to be like, hey, this might not just be 2 weeks. This might be hanging around for a while. And was before it was kind of politicized in any way, I think we were still kind of all together on it. And just kind of like a what is going to happen song. But, yeah, I think now when we play it, I introduce it as a fun song about COVID.
So what else would you like to share about the new EP? For the Ages is what it's called.
Uh-huh. My good friend Bruce Siekman, my best friend who I hang out with on a lot of Tuesday nights. His house is also a recording studio. Some people go to the bar and play darts. Me and Bruce make songs up at his studio. So the Frog Holler ones, you know, and when it's my turn, over the last 6 years, just kind of doing a song at a time, and I had these five together. I thought, you know, I would get them out there in some way or another. And actually, yeah, I'm really happy with them. And nice, just a short collection of songs. Some people are much in for the 10-song album anymore, so a 5-song.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And it's actually 7, right, if you go to Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, there's 2 X's that we kind of, the like we did before and Greener Green were just kind of done on my laptop and in true COVID fashion, kind of either going around to someone's house with my laptop or them doing it at home and sending it to me.
So the quality is great.
Oh, thanks.
And the song, those songs are
we really
great.
Winged it on some of those sessions, just out on the porch with the birds chirping and everything else.
Talking to Frog Holler and Darren Schlappage, I think I got that right. And could you introduce the...
Close enough.
Well, you can say it.
It's Schlappage.
Schlappage.
I always say la, as in ma or pa, and pick. Schlappage. It's a mouthful.
Could you introduce the members of the band?
Sure. To my right, playing the banjo and singing harmony vocals, is Mike Labdansky. Across from me, playing electric guitar, we have Johnny Kilgore. And playing the bass, we have Josh Scareman.
And, you know,
can I say hi to my friend Kim and Emmaus? Hey, Kim Fox, you're cool.
Well, you all have tricky names, so I'm glad you did the introductions.
Thanks.
Could you play us another song?
Sure, we'll play like we did before, the COVID song. Stop staring at the old screen door. I don't know about the world anymore. Will they find a cure? No one is for sure. My fire, everybody knows. Never do the words. Harmony preferred. Home and out of work. Loaded up the van, went from town to town. I never made it, but I know my way around. No more way around. Run the boys back and forth to school. In some time off to school. You'd have to be a fool. Not to play it cool. Why did things change so fast? How long will all this last? Remember in the past. Remember in the past. See the worry when you look me in the eye. You wanna know? I can tell you why. I can tell you why. Thank you.
Frog Holler live on WDIY this afternoon here in our studios. That's a great tune. I really love that one.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
So Frog Holler began as an acoustic bluegrass trio, but it didn't last. It wasn't too long before you started adding drums.
It was short-lived, I would say, that we started bluegrass trio.
But you had a whole slew of tunes on that very first one, and they were maybe two-thirds acoustic on that?
We used to try to keep it, I was really into bluegrass music back then with the, like, no drums rule. But, yeah.
You know, the first album has a lot of, like, rock.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's, like, the third album got more bluegrass.
Yeah. I think it was always, like, you mix the two and not have everything sound the same.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of influences coming from the six different members.
Yeah, and that Blue Billy song evolved, though. I think it started more acoustic, didn't it?
A lot of them. I mean, we've been playing some of those songs 27 years, and, you know, they've changed, and which is great, over the years.
And when people come see you on this Sunday at Bear Creek Mountain, you're playing there, at that resort, or at Godfrey Daniels on the 30th, which is always a great show. And I know that the tickets, I just saw recently online that those tickets were going fast. You know, you're actually going to be a six-piece band when you play live normally.
Yeah, we'll be the full Frog Holler at Godfrey Daniels. It's our kind of annual show. And
so who's going to be with you that's not here today? So
Corey on the keyboards and Danny on the drums.
So, you know, as you note on the website, the music resonates in affection for Pennsylvania Dutch culture where you reside, you know, out there in near Virginville. I guess you're in Shoemakersville, all near Kutztown, right?
Yeah, I live in Kutztown. I would say the band kind of got its start there in Kutztown. Met Mike, who was going to university, and Johnny, who was going to the university. We rented a farmhouse out in Shoemakersville, which is where we first practiced. But we call Kutztown kind of home base.
But even though you live out there, you kind of reflect that culture, but you refuse to conform to the conservative lifestyle of that area. Now, I imagine it's a whole different world, in general, in rural areas, but in particular that area. I'm wondering if the band ever played a Rumspringa event for the Amish.
No. I've seen Mennonite kids at the shows. That's
Mennonite musicians in Philly, and I mean it's a broad field you're talking about, but no Rumspringers. I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
You familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I know they sometimes they throw some big celebrations while they're blowing
off steam.
We've never
played one of those.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
None of us are Mennonite or Amish.
But you do play a lot of live shows in the region, and I mentioned that one at Bear Creek. Do you have any plans to play upcoming festivals?
We kind of have some annual summer shows, like summertime. We do just a couple of different places that we play, and, you know, we're around, always kind of doing, like, an outdoor...
Kutztown Park,
and the Liederkranz in Reading, and Union Jacks out in Boyertown area, and Bear Creek, and, you know, where we can fit in shows and in the summertime that are kind of come on out and be in the lawn chair for 3 hours. And
no plans to go to North Carolina right now?
Not North Carolina. We are going to travel in the middle of summer. I guess I could say that. A couple of us are going to go out to Chicago and play for a tribute show for an old friend of ours in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you're also involved with, many of the band members are involved with Dem Hills, another band.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce,
who I mentioned, who I record with, that's our other project where Bruce writes all of the music for Dem Hills, and I write the lyrics, and Mike and Corey, the keyboard player, and Johnny and Josh, those things at the studio too, play on the Dem Hills, along with Nick Franklick, Lehigh Valley's bass player, and Josh Kaniski on drums for most of the Dem Hills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I gave that a spin last week. That new release just came out a couple weeks ago too, so you're busy.
Yeah, Bruce songs are really cool. They're different from what we do here, and we like to keep busy just making music. Like I said, it's kind of what we do.
And then you also had another project for a while, about 10 years ago, Adaloft. And a lot of the same members as well?
Again, it was another, like, project up at Bruce's, just that kind of, like, evolved the way it evolved. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, what would you like to close out with this afternoon?
We're going to play God or Coincidence.
Holler live in our studios here at WDIY. Thanks for being my guest this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. It's really fun.
And thanks to Neil Heaver and Peter Blair for engineering. This is WDIY, Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.